The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing an at-home brain stimulation program now available. New York University Langone Health has launched an at-home therapeutic program of transcranial direct current stimulation, otherwise known as TDCS, a type of non-invasive brain stimulation to reduce cognitive, motor, speech, or mood symptoms associated with multiple sclerosis and other brain disorders. A first of its kind, the personalized TDCS program allows patients in almost every U.S. state to receive TDCS sessions tailored to their individual need and therapeutic goals in the comfort of their own home. Many individuals with neurological and psychiatric disorders have difficulty leaving the house because of their condition. Leigh Charvet, PhD, who leads the MS-related TDCS research at NYU Langone, said in a press release, "This virtual program brings the latest treatments directly to our patients, enabling us to reach more people," said Charvet, who was also a professor in the Department of Neurology at NYU Grossman School of Medicine. In TDCS, a low-grade electric current is applied to specific brain areas through thin wires placed in the patient's scalp via a headset. The weak electrical stimulation is thought to make it easier for nerve cells to fire and transmit signals between them, which can reinforce brain connections. Previous studies by NYU researchers, including Charvet, show that this type of low-grade brain stimulation improved cognitive function and reduced fatigue in MS patients. Benefits in treating depression, anxiety, and other symptoms associated with neurological conditions such as Parkinson's disease and stroke also have been reported, with several clinical trials currently ongoing in people with multiple neurological disorders, including MS. This innovative treatment provides many individuals with relief, often after other options haven't been successful, Charvet said. Notably, early evidence also suggests that TDCS treatment may help with recovery following a COVID-19 infection, NYU Langone noted in the release. Patients adhering to the TDCS program will undergo an initial clinical assessment that can be repeated over time to track progression and will learn to work with their customized TDCS device. The program comprises treatment sessions of about 30 minutes, completed under the video supervision of an expert through the free NYU Langone Health app. Patients may be asked to perform some training activities during their sessions to increase therapeutic benefit. Sessions can be scheduled to the user's convenience, and experts recommend a minimum of 10 daily or nearly daily sessions to better assess whether the patient is responding to treatment. "We create personalized care plan for each patient that supports their individual needs and goals, Charvet said, adding that treatment can include activities such as seated motor exercises or playing cognitive training computer games. The TDCS treatment also can be added to a patient's existing rehabilitation program. The TDCS program has helped me gain control of self-care routines, said Anna Marie Prono, a Queens resident who has been living with MS for 29 years and who participated in previous MS-related TDCS clinical trials. It's incredible to see how far MS care has come since I was first diagnosed, Prono said, noting that current treatment options not only prevent disease progression, but improve quality of life. Notably, several post-COVID-19 patients also have experienced improvement with TDCS, which may help speed recovery from their persisting symptoms. Within weeks of starting TDCS, New Jersey resident Nomi Colton Max reported a 70% reduction in the debilitating COVID-19 symptoms she experienced for nearly 1 year. I have finally started walking my dog again, cooking meals for my family, and I don't need to nap as often after strenuous activities, Colton Max said, adding that her recovery was noticeable even to her remote colleagues. Provided as innovative care, this program is not currently covered by insurance, but treatment packages bring the cost to approximately $30 per session, including equipment rental. Insurance may cover a patient's initial visit.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey, I'm Jesse Ace, columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading from my column, Disabled to Enabled. I seek to overcome MS challenges by being resourceful. Something crazy happened. I felt the strength slowly run out of my leg. It was like it needed a serious charge, but the charging port was non-existent. I'd received some bad news a few days before that, and I think the stress of the news caused a flare-up. My nurse agreed. A day after my leg went weak, I was due to look after a relative's house along with their dog whilst they were away. Oh boy, this will be interesting, I thought. The dog in question is much larger and stronger than my tiny little Dachshund Lucy, and she likes to jump up to people's faces for kisses. All. The. Time. So how would I walk her with a leg that has no strength? First, I took her as I normally would, just a lot more slowly. That sounds like it would work. No, not a smart idea. I underestimated her strength and the hill. I stumbled and tripped a bunch of times as she pulled me this direction and that. I was so embarrassed and weak trying to cling on to this powerful force of a dog, and I could just imagine the neighbours staring out of their windows and judging me, thinking that I was drunk or something. Back at the house, I cried. I cried out of frustration that my leg just was not working as it should do. I cried because the invisible MS was now obvious to others for the first time, and I couldn't do anything to hide it. And I cried because life can be so frustratingly unfair at times. I asked myself a different question. How can I take her for a walk that doesn't count on me walking her? After thinking for a moment, I had an idea. I know. I'll drive up the road, park next to the park, and then I'll throw her ball for her. In that way, she'll get a good run around and I don't have to walk anywhere and risk falling over. Genius, Jess. Good thinking. The next day, I did exactly that. Did it work? No, it didn't. Dog was incredibly excited to go in the car that she'd never been in, and she didn't understand why I was trying to put a dog harness on her like I do for my dog Lucy. This dog is used to going in the back, but I had stuff in my car, so that was not an option. Then we got tangled in her retractable leash after she bolted out of the car, which caught the release button on the way. She dropped her ball and then wouldn't fetch it. Ugh! Did I give up? No. The next day, I thought, okay, how can I calm her down and improve on what we did yesterday? And I realised that I can do something with her that I can't do with my own dog. It felt alien to me to even think about it. But this dog can have treats. My dog is allergic to absolutely everything and we can only give her medicated kibbles. So the treats work, sort of. She was still very excited about getting a treat for being in the new car. We had a few more days at it to refine the process, until on the last day, it poured it down with rain, which washed out any hope of wandering outside. Despite everything though, I'm proud of myself for overcoming the challenge and not just giving in by taking the easy route of getting someone else to do it for me. It was hard work, sure, and it probably didn't do my body any favours, but I stuck to my guns. This is me. I'm a fighter. I'm a stubborn, problem-solving fighter.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.